Blog Talk Radio.
Of Nothing But The Truth. I'm your host, Mr. Evan Brooks. Today's date is August 30th, 2012. It's a 6:30 show, and this is a live show here, bringing you everything that you need to have the truth and nothing but the truth. Now, for people who are trying to log in on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. You can go there. You can see all the shows that I did in the past. And you also can take the emblem and put it on your page. People that are listening to the show that's on Blog Talk Radio, you can add me as a favorite too. And you can follow me on the Blog Talk website once you go there to the site right there. Also, people can subscribe to Nothing But The Truth by going through Facebook and go to Android and get the podcast Blog Talk or any major podcast downloader that you can get right there. It's pretty easy to do right there. A lot of people have been listening, and I appreciate that right there as well, too. Mr. 910 is not with us today, and he's doing some stuff, doing work or whatever, and nothing's wrong with that. But, you know, like I said, the show will go on. I don't want y'all to think, well, hey, you know, they're not going to have anything. Totally false right there. So I really do want y'all to know that, hey, Nothing But Truth is not going anywhere. We're going to give you everything that you need to get your day going with truthful advice. I don't want to sit there and lie to anyone because that's not going to help anyone. There's no point in lying. But you do have people here that like to embellish on the truth right there and make a lie into a truth. Okay, this is the thing right here. Our show talks about the issues that involve everyday life that the mainstream media will not speak or give full details about, from love and relationships to black history, politics, civil rights, police brutality, and injustice throughout the land. Are you tired of the same old news that really does not give any news but straight lies? Are you fed up with listening to the issues that do not reflect your community or issues revolving around the community? Okay. Yeah, if you say yes, then you're at the right place at Nothing But Truth. We're going to give you truthful knowledge in the news so you can have the facts you need to have for empowerment and for true freedom from the chains of society that lingers you from having the truthful knowledge of oneself and how to change the game around in your favor. I know that's a mouthful, but hey, I got to state it out there. I want people to know that. Okay, for today's show, I really want to talk about it. I know they had a Republican convention down in Tampa still going on. Mitt Romney's going to give his speech today in a few hours here. I'm going to be tuning in, listening to that right there. But I want to talk about the topic that I have, politics and how it affects African Americans. The media has suggested that there's a concern with African-American vote for this November's upcoming election. Is it? We will discuss what the real hype is all about and how not to get tricked by what the mainstream tells you when it comes to knowing tricks they may play on you. Okay. A lot of people been saying back and forth from seeing what, you know, Condoleezza Rice made her speech yesterday to Herman Cain, coming out saying that there are African Americans that are going to vote Republican. He knows a whole bunch of them, and they were in, I guess, undercover, in the closet, closet Republicans that's African American. You can't believe everything that you see on TV, because you got to think who runs the companies. You got to think about that, what it means to black people right there. You know, we're not going to, they say our vote is this, oh, it's just going to be a straight Democrat. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's going to be Republican, but we need to have a concern to what concerns us as far as our vote right there, because it's our voice. Some people say they don't vote, they don't care to vote, but you got to think about it. You know, our people have been here, been taken away from our country, our ancestors' country, brought here against our will, suffered, whipped, no rights, second-class citizens. You have to think about that right there. So, you know, I don't want you to sit there and listen to the post, because I was just reading CNN, and now they're trying to say Mitt Romney's ahead 6 points. You, those posts right there, when you look at it, and let me ask you a question for the folks that's listening to people of darker complexion. Have anyone come up to you and did a poll for your college or house and did a poll? I haven't got one. And I've been with Democrats for a long time or whatnot. I don't know anyone. I can call my friends right now. They have not been polled. So when they do these polls, you got to be careful on who they're asking. Because they could have went into the convention and asked people who you consider, and could have went on the street and got anyone else to vote. Or not vote, but to say their poll, who they going to, you know, how do they feel, who's doing a better job, who you think would do a better job right there. So be careful with that, because, you know, polls like that, they're going to try to throw in your face, and it's subliminal. They're going to try to say, well, you know, ain't no point of voting. I might as well not vote. This guy's going to win. This new guy's going to win. But I don't want you to think that way. Now, what I do want you to know is that my honest opinion right here, you know, if the president gets it in, I know he can get it in, but it matters not just for blacks. It matters for everyone, because he's not looking at just a black agenda, right? He's looking for the whole picture right here, because if you go in one street like that, people will lose right there. The president will lose if you look like that. If he gets in, like I say, you know, one more time, things have to be reflected, not just on that ticket right here for the president, but for the Democratic ticket. It just can't be like it was last time he got in, where we just voted for him and people forget about the midterm election. That's what hurt the party right there. Now, I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just telling you the facts right here. When that took place right there, it kind of messed up the things of how passing policies going through. And then let's not forget, you do have undercover Republicans that are in the Senate. They're Democrat. It was, what's his name, Lieberman. He, you know, he's talking greasy about the president. You got a few others talking snotty about the president. And not really true to the game with what the president's saying, maybe based off his skin color or whatever. You know, you do have some sit there up and down, say, oh, I'm Democrat, I support people's rights and this and that. But then they might not be able to stand what the president's doing, which is nothing wrong. He's helping people out. He's helping people out. He's trying to help people out. But you got people holding back what he's trying to do, because the only thing the president can do is say, hey, I want to get a policy through. It has to work its way from the House to the Senate, and he can sign. But you got people say, well, from the get-go here, and they did say this when he stepped in, you know, for a long time they kept saying, you know, president nominee. You might as well just call him president when he won. They didn't want to give him that, you know, wanted to wait all the way to inauguration. He was the president right there. But you got people sit there and say, well, once he steps in office, we're going to do everything we can do to make him a one-term president. You got to think about that. That's basically saying, even though he might pass something to help everyone out, let's say Obamacare, something's going to help everyone out, you know, where your insurance don't have to keep going up, that you can be able to get that Medicare that you need to get taken care of for your surgery or operation or whatever that you need to get done, I'm going to vote it down. I don't care about you. I just care that he's just a one-term president. You got to think about that. You got to really have your mind together when you see stuff like that. People who do that don't care about you. They don't care about you. That's one thing I want you to remember if you go to the booth. You remember someone saying that, because that's what their policy was. That was their policy. When you go back and you look at what has been done in the past, not when President Obama is in office right here, but before him, President Bush, you look at the past 8 years. Where did it get us? Not much right there. You know, not much was done. You know, a lot of debt. We had a surplus when President Bush stepped in. Gone. Gone. Gone less than a year. Less than a year he stepped in. It's gone. Tossed away. Given to private sector. Where that money go, no one knows. Also, you need to notice something, too. In 2011, a lot of states came up with voter suppression. You may always say it was black codes if you want to, you know, all these little things that they do. And a lot of people don't know what voter suppression is. Let me break it down to you with the states. You have Texas, you have Florida, you have Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Minnesota. Now, what this means in particular, that states across the country passed measures to make it harder for Americans, particularly African Americans, elderly, students with disabilities, to exercise their fundamental white rights to cast a ballot. Now, it's not a privilege. It's your right to vote. No one should say, I give you the privilege to vote. It's your right to vote. You shouldn't let no one stomp on your rights. As a human being, you know, this is your right here. Don't take advantage of it. Because you take advantage of it, you might wake up one day and it's not fair. So they're thinking, oh, you know, you don't care about this. You don't look at the news. You know, or we could put this crap on the news and you'll fall for it. I'm here to let you know. I'm here to wake you up and let you smell the roses of what's going on. If these states that you stay in, that you reside in, you better wake up, because they're going to come with this right here. You know, they're putting in measures here, you know, that require you to have a photo ID to vote, proof of citizenship to register, cutting back on early voting, eliminating Election Day registration, new restrictions on voter registration drives, and additional barriers to people when they are criminal convictions. So that means even if you got out of jail, it might be like, okay, this person cannot vote if, you know, but so many years or so, you know, that might be a situation. They have to be out of jail for 2 years. They put in certain restrictions on these people to eliminate that gap right there. Or to spread a gap, to be honest with you, when it comes to voting. And we got to be up in our P's and Q's with that. Don't come down to Election Day and be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to vote, you know, or I'm going to go ahead and vote, and then they turn you away. You need to know about that in each of your states. I don't have everyone's information for each state. But let me go back into the past here and talk about the black codes right here, you know. It's not all in there as far as what the voter suppression is, but just listen to what I have to say here. Black codes were laws in the United States after the Civil War with the effect of limiting basic human rights and civil liberties of blacks. Even though the U.S. Constitution originally discriminated against blacks as other people, and both northern and southern states had passed discriminatory legislation in the early 19th century, the term black codes is used most often to refer to legislation passed by southern states at the end of the Civil War to control labor, migration, and other activities of newly freed slaves. But the black codes denied them the right to testify against rights to serve on juries or state militias, or to vote. To vote. Listen. To vote. It's a key word right here. Express legal concern publicly in the response to planters' demands that free people to require to work on plantations. Black codes declared that those who failed to sign yearly labor contracts could be arrested or hired out to white landowners. Some states limit the occupations open to African Americans and bar them from acquiring land. Others provide judges could sign African Americans' children to work for their former owners without the consent of the parents. Now, I know you said that sounds very extreme, Evan, but you got to take in mind right there. The first thing, you know, the thing that I emphasized was voting. If they can stomp on voting like that, what other laws are going to be passed underneath our nose? We got to be on our P's and Q's when it comes to things that they might put underneath and try to put it in codes or whatever, because, you know, when they pass bills, like, I don't know a lot of people know about this, but they were trying to pass a bill where, you know, we want to go ahead and leave it up to the states to regulate voting, like, from the federal to the state. You know, we had laws passed to stop the whole poll tax and, you know, the whole thing about a literacy test in order for you to vote, grandfather clauses. They wanted to go ahead and just allow the states to do that. And they were like, hell no. You know, most people like, hell no. You know, judges like, we're not going to do that. Because they were trying to have that passed up as a law to reverse that. And a lot of people don't know about that, but that's the thing right there. When it comes to voting, it's very important. It's very important for you to get out there and understand what you're voting for and who you're voting for, too. The bottom line that I'm stating out here, and I really want to point this out to the people who are listening. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-7911. Again, 646-716-7911. Lines are open. But the bottom line that I would like to point out is that we're looking at a reverse on some of the civil rights that you definitely have. Depending on if you vote or you don't vote right here. You know, reverse on the Obamacare. That just got passed. He was trying to get that in day one. It took this long, but a lot of people say he hasn't done a lot for the country. You have to think back, folks. You can't sit there and just point at the president. Oh, it's his fault. You got to look at the people right underneath him. If he can't get it up there where in his hands to sign something, it ain't getting passed. He can't sit there and say, I declare this. That's not how the legislation works. You have executive, legislative, and the judicial system. Lawmakers, that's your congressmen, that's your House of Representatives. You have those people right there. They have to get off their asses and do their job. If they're not doing their job, we need to throw their asses out. That's what I'm saying. But they can't turn around because it's most of their fault right there. When you try to get something passed and they sit on there and they wait and wait, just like the budget. You remember a few months back about the budget, federal budget? They were saying, well, you know, some people are not going to have money to pay the bills. The government ain't going to have money to pay their bills. And they wanted to raise up the debt. And it was a big old fight over it. And they were walking out, going home. Because, I mean, honestly, what do they do all day? They sit there. You see them on C-SPAN. To talk about a bill. They might sit on it on purpose. They might sit on it so it can die right there in the Senate. Or die right there in the House of Representatives. So, if it doesn't get passed in the House of Representatives, it's not going up to Congress. You got to think about that. Something that affects your community is going to have greater effect at the lower level than it does at the highest level. That's going from in your city, it's going from your county, and then it's going to your state, and then so forth right there. You see what I'm saying? Things like that where people sit on it on purposely, but they sit up and down and swear the other person's doing something wrong, you need to recognize that. Gang recognize gang. That's one thing I want to say. With the reverse of Obamacare, you know, like Mitt Romney wanted to say to you earlier, if you've been watching the news right here, that, you know, he wants to replace Medicare with vouchers. So basically, a voucher is just like a coupon, like you would have if you go to Wendy's and you get a free burger with the purchase of a fry and a drink. He wants to have like these $6,000 or $10,000 vouchers to replace your Medicare that you've been paying into ever since you ever had a, you know, W-2. Ever since you had a W-2, ever since you've been paying taxes. If you look on your thing, Aaron, I'm not going to sit there and dumb down no one. You have where you pay for your federal, your state taxes, and you pay for Medicare, Social Security, too. All those things that you pay into. He said, I just want to cancel all that money that you paid into and just give you this voucher. Now, if something happens to you other than, you know, this is just a basic introduction of a checkup. A heart operation, it's going to cost more than $6,000 or $10,000. You might be looking at $50,000 to $100,000. You know, people get sick, you know. We're not number one when it comes to our health care, as you know. We're like 38, okay? And education is not so far ahead right there either. We got to think about that. You don't want that to be replaced. I want to put that out there. You know, they're not going to sit there. They're trying to point that the president is trying to put someone in a gas chamber or kill someone or something like that. But you got to think about it. The ones, like I told you, you're going to be pointing the finger. Look at what they really want to do. Because, you know, last time I checked, my parents ain't making money like that. They're not making bank like that. People don't have their fortune tied into their health care like that. If that happens, people are either going to die or going to have to start working at old age. And really, you've been working all your life, man. That's something else right there. You really don't want that to happen. Because that's going to affect us, the younger generation, when we're growing up too, with nonsense like that. More debt. I know that sounds funny, but it's true in a situation when we spend the most in trying to fight. And you know what I'm talking about. You know, instead of us trying to work the problems of other nations, we need to work the problems in our nation. And that's speaking from the truth. I mean, how can we sit there and tell people what to do when we got the situation that's going on in our country? That's one thing that needs to be resolved right there. You know, programs that was brought up that they want to cut into that we don't need necessarily. It's like the education, the welfare, Medicare, the increase on minimum wage. You know, hell, you're not getting paid enough already. But, you know, these are the programs that they really want to get into, you know. I know minimum wage, they don't want to keep, from what I saw from the quote that Mitt Romney said, he doesn't want to be jumping minimum wage time and time again. Like, it's all right, but, you know, if you say you want to bring back jobs, but what, they're going to be little jobs, you know. People need money. More money they have, more buying power this country has. You know, back in the day, my grandma used to tell me this. And I know this is a sidetrack. Say she can go to the candy store, have 50 cent or whatever, come back with a sack full of candy. You can't do that now. You can't even get a Snickers bar for 50 cent. I remember I can get a candy bar for 50 cents. You can't get no candy bar for 50 cents. You lucky to get it for 83 cents. Probably like a dollar now for a Snickers bar. Think about it. Inflation, things like that. More loans through the private sector to help you out with your school loans. You really want these guys, the same people, AIG, all these people, Citi, all these people we bailed out. You really want them in charge of loans over you. You don't want the strings on you, so why would you want to mess with these guys? It really boils down to less opportunities to better ourselves for our family at home. We need to have it where we have something in our life instead of having stuff taken out of our life. That's where I'm getting at right there. I always told people who listen to the show, if you don't have anything, then you don't got nothing in this land. And you got to have something, whether it's, you know, real estate, you know, having your own business, things like that. We have to have that as part of empowerment, what I'm telling you about. You have to own something in this country. Don't let people take away the opportunities to prevent you from having something in this land. Okay? I don't know about you, but I don't like it when people take food off my plate. And that's what it sounds like right there. You know, getting us out of debt is a different way. And, you know, people who have the privilege, who have made millions and millions of dollars by stepping on people's backs that can't work, to have that right there, or are unable to, who have been suffering generations and generations without, you know, not having all those opportunities available to them, think, hey, I don't think I should pay more. I think that's totally crap right there. I believe that it's true. I know it's true. You can't sit there and say, well, the economy's going to get better by just cutting all these programs. Well, these people are going to suffer. Like, the only thing, you're not going to go broke. These people are not going to go broke if the taxes are increased on them. You know, people flip out, oh, my God, are you going to increase taxes and stuff? Are you going to go broke? They probably never saw how most of these people, like Mitt Romney, he inherited that money, you know, passed down to his family. His father had business. He has a business. He is a governor, you know. It was handed down to him. He probably never saw a hard day's work. I know I was talking to someone about him in the commercial where he's walking in a cornfield looking at the corn. They're like, when did he really look at a cornfield? Look at him. Look at him and look what he does. Look at the president. Look at the pictures of the president and what he did in his time, you know. You better look at that, because they're going to try to throw this thing where he's working. They even deliberately had him in a commercial on YouTube. And you can look this up on YouTube if you're looking at a music video or whatever, something official like a movie trailer or whatever. They run those ads. You got Mitt Romney sitting there shaking his black dude's hand like, well, see, he's not, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not calling him racist and stuff, but they're trying to say, well, I'm just trying to show you that that's the black vote right there that I get. Little stuff like that. They did it on purpose because they paused that for like 5 seconds. Now, usually, people shaking hands, they go through real quick. They're not focused on that. They just zoomed in. If you look at that, I don't know what ad that was called, but it's on YouTube. Let's just be real right there. As a black person, you should not let anyone, as a human being, period, you shouldn't let anyone take advantage of you. You know? Well, in particular, black people have been taken advantage in this country for a long time and will continue to be taken advantage of in this country. It's time to take a stand and show people, look, we're not going to have to do it. You can do like Dr. King did. We can all come together like that and boycott stuff. We can boycott them. You know, people who don't want to hire you but want to take your money, boycott them. They did it back in Greensboro, Woolworths. They wouldn't serve them. You know, serve them food, you know, call them names, this and that. They had to close the whole store down until they started letting people eat, black and white. You know, the buses, you know, Rosa Parks refused to get up out her seat. They locked her up. They organized the Montgomery boycott for the bus. Guess what happened? They couldn't do that for a year. They couldn't maintain that for a year, the bus company, because they were making money off the black people taking the buses. They said, no, we got to integrate this or we're going to go broke. We can still do that now. You work too hard for your money for people to take advantage of you. If they see money, 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 they might smile on your face but call your names behind your back. You don't have to take that. You do not have to take that at all. So I want you to get that through your head. You do have power. We got to come together when it comes to election, because if we don't, it's really going to get us all right there. Now, the thing that I do want to talk about right here as well, too, you know, we got to put our differences aside and come together, like, again, like I say, you know, doing Jim Crow, segregation, things like that, so things won't get, like, they will get if come election, people say, well, I thought I was going to vote. Oh, they turned me away. I'm giving you a heads up now because the election is November 4th, and we got to still keep going. We still got to be on P's and Q's. Let's not wait and say, well, I'm going to cast my vote. You need to talk to your friends. You need to talk to your family members. We need to come together and let them know, get them informed about the things going on. If not, throw them on the show. You know, the show here is www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. you know, the things will continue to go on if we don't take that proactive approach. Like, again, Trayvon Martin, you know, why hasn't the man who killed him in February been tried yet? They still flipping through judges. That's BS down there. That's BS down in Florida. Why do I keep flipping through judges? This man should be convicted, because it was one of us to kill someone. Our asses would have been snatched up, case closed, death row. Travis Carver, with the whole situation about him being shot by his own self, you know, in the head while handcuffed. Come on. And it's other ones that's up in the news, things like that, but they don't really talk, but they'll cut that real quick and you'll never hear anything about it. Christopher Militant, like I was telling you about a few episodes ago, up in Illinois, shot dead in the street while trying to protect his daughter by an off-duty cop. You don't hear anything else about it. We got to wake up. I'm just telling you, we got to wake up and we got to take effect in our communities. If not, things like that will continue to happen. Again, I'd like to thank you for coming on to the show. My name is Mr. Evan Brooks. This was another episode of Nothing But the Truth. I thank you for calling in. I saw a few callers calling in. If you have any questions or comments, contact me on nb_truth@yahoo.com. Again, you can get this show by going to blogtalkradio.com/nb_truth. Add me as a favorite if you're on Blog Talk. Add me as a favorite. You can listen to the show. We can chop it up. You know, don't be afraid to call in. I'm going to keep doing these shows. I'm not going to stop doing these shows. I'm going to keep doing them. I'm going to keep producing them. Also, grab the emblem. Grab the emblem. That's basically the player. Grab the player. Post it on your webpage. Let your friends know. Give it to your friends. We need to spread the show around. Get the show going. I really want the people to be informed, because I'm taking a new perspective. I do talk about relationships, but from the start of relationships, I want to talk about the things other than relationships that affect people's lives, whether not only if you're black, everyone. I really want to get into that and get people in tune to that. Again, I thank you. God bless, and stay safe. Till next time.